This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Tomorrow is a particularly great day in this great week because that is the day of a safe harbor. It is the last day for any of the states to overturn their certified electoral vote. So it may be that tomorrow at midnight, that's what's been established by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. Tomorrow at midnight, the clock runs out and we move forward in the electoral college voting, which is due to occur 1 week from today. On December 14th, that's according to federal law and the Constitution of the United States. So what happens to the remaining charges of fraud and irregularity and problems? Well, you have to look at them seriously. And there are fairly substantive developments that we're going to cover from the three states where it was genuinely close, where it was close enough that really a few thousand votes would have made a difference. That is Arizona and Georgia, of course, and Wisconsin. Developments from all three states, which we will cover on the Medved Show. We will also be speaking with Jonah Goldberg coming up, who says that conspiracy theories, no matter how popular, are completely incompatible with conservatism. Why? We'll explore that with Jonah Goldberg. We'll also hear about some political common sense from a very unexpected source. A Hollywood star who I think before now has generally been considered something of an airhead. He has a new book that he's promoting, and he's sounding shockingly reasonable and not way off in the left-wing stratosphere somewhere. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. President Trump went down to Georgia over the weekend on Saturday night. He spoke at a rally, big rousing rally, very much in the style of his campaign, which actually, when you think about it, that campaign really never ended. It's only been officially over 34 days. But here is what the president sounded like. This is clip one in Georgia. Listen.
We're gathered here tonight to ensure, a very important word, ensure, because these are two great, great people that I know so well and respected by everybody in Washington and beyond, that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win the most important congressional runoff probably in American history. I really believe that. I think it's in American history. There's never been a time like this where you have two at one time, at least you have two beauties. And you know what? You also have two beauties running against them, but beauty in a different way. They're two beauties. But there's never been a case where a state has had this prominence on the Senate races, because they're never together. And this is something that's very important, and you have to get out, and you have to vote, you have to make sure you have every vote counted.
Okay, he's exactly right, and that is one thing that I think can unite Republicans, conservatives, even most moderates, because the two opponents to Kelly Loeffler and to David Perdue are not in any sense moderate. We'll play you some excerpts of the debate between Senator Loeffler, who is just fine and does a fine job, and her truly alarming opponent, Reverend Raphael Warnock. We'll give you some flavor of that a little bit later. There was another Georgia public servant who President Trump is maybe not as positive toward as he is toward Senator Loeffler and David Perdue. And that public servant is the lieutenant governor of Georgia, who is very much in line with the governor of Georgia. They're both conservative Republicans. Jeff Duncan voted for President Trump. He campaigned for President Trump. He is a big-time Trump loyalist. He is a lifelong Republican. He's an interesting guy, too. He narrowly won his seat as lieutenant governor of Georgia, winning very narrowly in a primary. He was the more conservative candidate. At least a lot of people thought that at the time, and there's every reason to believe that. Jeff Duncan's also a former professional baseball player and very much a conservative Christian. And he was on CNN with Jake Tapper to talk about the election results and about the president's request, which he placed to the governor several times on the phone, saying, hey, call a special session of the legislature. We need the legislature to come together and to vote in a set of Trump electors. Here is what Jeff Duncan, lieutenant governor of the state of Georgia, Republican, had to say on CNN. Listen.
What is your message to your fellow Trump supporters in Georgia? Is Joe Biden the president-elect, and was it a clean and fair election?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, Jake, you and I have talked about this. I voted for President Trump. I campaigned for him, and unfortunately, he did not win the state of Georgia. You know, if I had a chance to spend 5 minutes with every single person in Georgia that doubted the election results, I think I'd be able to win their hearts over, show them the facts and figures, separate fact from fiction. But certainly, I don't have that opportunity. On January 20th, Joe Biden's going to be sworn in as the 46th president, and the Constitution is still in place. This is still America. I can disagree vehemently with, you know, what I think are bad ideas, raising taxes on small businesses or increased regulations on small businesses or defunding or lowering the resources for police. I still have that opportunity. All Republicans still have that opportunity. As the lieutenant governor and as a Georgian, I'm proud that we're able to look up after three recounts and watch and be able to see that this election was fair. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. I don't know if any election was perfect in the history of this country. But certainly it's only been nominal changes since we've had three recounts.
Okay, they just officially recertified this, getting ready for that safe harbor deadline tomorrow. They officially recertified just hours ago. And that is after a third recount conducted by the Republicans who run Georgia, both houses of the state legislature, both the governor and the lieutenant governor and the secretary of state, Brad Raffensperger. Jeff Duncan, the lieutenant governor, went on to say this about the idea of calling a special session of the legislature to get the legislature to substitute Trump electors for the Biden electors. Listen.
I do know that the governor and the president spoke yesterday, and the governor and I have spoken often about this, and calling the General Assembly back in at this point would almost, you know, be along the lines of a solution trying to find a problem. And we're certainly not going to move the goalpost at this point in the election. We're going to continue to follow the letter of the law, which gives us a very clear-cut direction as to how to execute an election, and we're going to continue to take that on.
So to be clear, the governor is not going to call a special session of the General Assembly so the legislature can appoint its own electors for Trump as opposed to what the voters chose, which is electors for Biden.
I absolutely believe that to be the case, that the governor is not going to call us into a special session.
And Governor Kemp has confirmed that. Okay, so what about Arizona? And what about the state of Wisconsin? And by the way, that Trump would need to flip all three of those states to get Biden below the majority status in the Electoral College. There's actually been a final decision in both of those other states as well. And I want to go over the basis for that decision with you, because there's a statement by a very conservative guy, a guy named Rusty Bowers, who is the speaker of the state assembly in Arizona, the state house of representatives in Arizona. Lifelong Republican, very conservative, Goldwater Republican. He has a 95% lifetime rating from the American Conservative Union. I'll just give you that as background. And he's worth listening to. We will be speaking to him. We're going to be speaking to Jonah Goldberg about conspiracy theories being anti-conservative by their very nature. And more coming up on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Before the end of this week, we are going to have a great deal more clarity about what happens next. There's already conversation about what kind of inaugural this is going to be, what President Trump is going to be doing during the inauguration ceremonies. Here's a little hint: to no one's surprise, he's unlikely to be on the podium. That's what sources close to the president are saying. So where is he going to be? We will get to that and more on the MedVed Show. But first off, as usual, the National Review is an outstanding, honestly, a very precious source of solid information and honest information for conservatives. And it's one you can go to with a fair amount of insurance that it will be balanced and accurate. And Jim Garrity, who does a great job, has a piece today, posted today, December 7th, the safe harbor deadline is upon us. He begins by saying, tomorrow, under U.S. law, the election results in each state become finalized under what is called the safe harbor deadline. The law declares that any completed and certified vote count made at least 6 days before the time fixed for the meeting of the electors. Such determination made pursuant to such law, so existing on said day, and made at least 6 days prior to said timing of meetings of the electors, shall be conclusive and shall govern in the counting of the electoral votes as provided in the Constitution. That's the law. Is it smoothly worded? No, that's a bit of a rocky run-on sentence, but okay. The meaning is clear. Federal law sets the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December as the date for electors to meet in each state in the District of Columbia. That means this year the electors actually meet on December 14th. 6 days before December 14th is tomorrow. That's Tuesday. As of this writing, the U.S. Supreme Court has just a few hours to act on a lawsuit filed by Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Mike Kelly, who argues that his state's vote-by-mail law is unconstitutional and that every mail-in ballot cast in the state should be thrown out. This is the case that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court dismissed with prejudice, based upon Kelly's failure to file the constitutional challenge in a timely manner. They concluded in the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania that he should have filed his objection to the state's mail-in ballot law before the state's June 2020 primary. That's June of this year, of course, and well before the November general election, not after the results of the election were already known. And concerning whether the Supreme Court is going to consider Kelly's case, which they have to decide by midnight tomorrow night, the U.S. Supreme Court may consider it, writes Jim Garrity, but I would not recommend betting any money you cannot afford to lose on the justices deciding to toss out every mail-in ballot in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. When Kelly's case is resolved one way or another, writes Garrity, the Trump campaign and its legal allies will have exhausted just about every legal avenue. The president's legal team filed another suit in Georgia Friday, calling upon the courts to declare systemic material violations of the election code occurred that have rendered the contested election null and void, and as a matter of law, requiring the state to hold another presidential election. That is also very, very unlikely to prevail in court between today and tomorrow at midnight. But what's really striking is what's going on in Arizona. Now, first of all, there was a big pitch by the president and by Rudy Giuliani and the president's representatives. This is before Rudy was stricken with the COVID-19, and I hope he has a speedy and complete recovery. I don't wish that horrible disease on anybody. But the Speaker of the Arizona House, whose name is Rusty Bowers, and again, lifelong conservative, Goldwater conservative, 95% writing from American Conservative Union, he released a statement, which is just excellent, which lays out very directly what will not happen in his state and what Trump wants to happen, but it's not going to happen. He writes, this week, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and others representing the president came to Arizona with a breathtaking request that the Arizona legislature overturn the certified result of last month's election and deliver the state's electoral college votes to President Trump. The rule of law forbids us to do that. Mr. Giuliani and Ms. Ellis made their case here at least twice on Monday at an unofficial public gathering hosted by a small group of legislators, and again on Tuesday during a closed-door meeting at the state capitol with Republican leaders from both chambers of the legislature. Both times, the Trump team made claims that the election was tainted by fraud, but presented only theories, not proof. U.S. Attorney General William P. Barr said last Tuesday that he, too, has, quote, not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome of the election. And in Pennsylvania, it's a more than 80,000 vote difference in Biden's favor concerning the votes that have been counted. Even if such evidence existed, writes the Speaker of the Legislature, the Arizona Legislature simply couldn't do what is being asked. Under our state's constitution, the legislature can act only when it is in session, and the legislature could call itself into a special session only with the support of a bipartisan supermajority of its members. This, and under a law the Republican-led legislature passed just 3 years ago, the state's electors are in any event required to cast their votes for the candidates who received the most votes in the official statewide election canvas. Enacted after the 2016 presidential election, in which President Trump won the Electoral College but not the popular vote, the law was aimed at ensuring that Arizona's electors would remain faithful to the vote of the people. Our state's canvas was completed on Monday, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris received the most votes. So those are the candidates whom the state's presidential electors must vote for. Nothing in the U.S. Constitution or the decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court even suggests that the Arizona legislature could retroactively appoint different electors who would cast their ballots for two different candidates. The Trump legal team has cited McPherson versus Blacker, 1892, to claim that the legislature can resume the power at any time to appoint electors, and it is true that the Arizona legislature could alter the method of appointing electors prospectively, in other words, looking toward the future. But it cannot undo the election of electors whom the voters already voted for. As the Supreme Court made clear in Bush v. Gore 2000, when the state legislature vests the right to vote for president in its people, the right to vote, as the legislature has prescribed, is fundamental. He added, as a conservative Republican, I don't like the results of this presidential election. I voted for President Trump and worked hard to try to reelect him, but I cannot and will not entertain a suggestion that we violate current law to change the outcome of a certified election. So what about the conspiracy behind all this? Jonah Goldberg on Conspiracy Theories coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a rigged election.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Monday. The president continues.
You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country. These ballots pouring in from everywhere using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says mid-January could be a dark time in terms of coronavirus, given holiday gatherings and travel, warning people to be wary of indoor spread.
Not only for New York State, but for any state or city that is facing similar problems. Without substantial mitigation, the middle of January can be a really dark time for us.
He indicates we are just entering a post-Thanksgiving surge, which in theory would then match up with a Christmas and Hanukkah surge in terms of case numbers. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned at the end of last week that I was deeply impressed by a brilliant column by a friend of mine, Jonah Goldberg, who is the editor-in-chief of The Dispatch. He is a Los Angeles Times columnist. He is a fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, and he is a host of the Remnant podcast. Jonah, what's unconservative about conspiracy theories?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here. Second of all, it's a list of things. But part of the problem with conspiracy theories is, you know, let me put it this way. One of the things that William F. Buckley believed in passionately was that conservatism needed to be grounded in reality. It was sort of part and parcel of why Margaret Thatcher would say the facts of life are conservative. And the problem with conspiracy theories is that they start from a conclusion and then they reverse engineer the evidence to fit the conclusion, cherry-picking often coincidental or non-existent parts of the factual record in order to sustain it. And they're not falsifiable. If you provide evidence that shows a conspiracy theory isn't true, the response from people is either to say you're in on it or to say, oh, well, that's just part of the cover-up. And but more broadly, you know, one of the things that has defined conservatism for a long time is this idea that planners, whether you call them social engineers or progressives or whatever you want to call them, or Bolsheviks, it doesn't really matter, they can't impose a utopian worldview on society. They can't will into existence whatever they want. And that's even when they have profound power, like Bolsheviks or even progressives under Woodrow Wilson or LBJ or whatever. When they have the power of the state and the police to impose their will, they still can't pull it off. The idea that people working in secret can do it is even more fanciful and ridiculous. And it's also just embarrassing for other conservatives to have to, have these people muddying the waters, you know, making these kinds of arguments from, quote-unquote, our side.
Well, just to bring this to one of the contemporary issues that is roiling everybody, right now there's a very big problem in Washington, D.C. Nobody can seem to get together and figure out how to do this relief package that the country desperately needs and that we need to get done. They can't seem to do it. And yet these same people, allegedly, all collaborated on rigging a complex election in 435 congressional districts in 50 states and all across the country to steal just the right number of votes.
Without also throwing the election to the Democrats on any or on almost any of the down ballot races, why didn't the House take back the Republicans take back the House if they were so good at rigging these elections for the top of the ticket? It makes no sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, in other words, why didn't the Democrats gain in the House, which everybody had expected them to?
Why did Republicans do so well? Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Let's make sure that that's not part of the conspiracy. Have you been surprised? Because I have. I mean, look, we used to do Conspiracy Day on this show every Thursday, it was actually every full moon, which is appropriate. We stopped doing it because it's not funny anymore. I found that the fact that we have a substantial number of people in our party, in the Republican Party, who believe that the nation is being secretly controlled by a bunch of child trafficking, blood drinking, Satanist masterminds. Has that surprised you at all? So there are people in Congress who believe that.
Yeah, you know, it surprised me and it saddened me greatly. You know, it's part of the, you know, the larger story of the last pick your time period, 10, 20, 30 years, has been the erosion of faith and trust in institutions and also just of leaders in general. And this is the kind of thing that when you have a healthy society and healthy institutions, these kinds of ideas get stopped in their tracks. They don't get into the bloodstream the way they have. I mean, there have always been fringy conspiracy theory types, but they don't get elected to Congress. They don't get fair hearings from the President of the United States and his supporters. And going back to the Pizzagate nonsense, there has been this, you know, the tearing down of the gatekeepers has allowed sort of just all sorts of bilge and bile to pour through into the Democratic discourse. And I'm not saying the left has its problems with this stuff, too, but right now the acute problem is on the right. And frankly, I care more about the right than I care about the left. And so I really wish it would stop. But it takes people speaking up. It takes people speaking up and saying, this is nonsense, and if that's the kind of stuff you're going to say, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. And there's just too little of that on the right these days. Going back to the rise of the alt-right, going to this, you know, poll of elected Republicans, and only 1 in 5 are willing to say that Joe Biden won the election. The rest of them are just sitting like ostriches, refusing to lift their heads up for fear of getting in trouble. There's an epidemic of cowardice going across vast swaths of the country, but particularly the right now.
What about the conspiracy theory that says that COVID-19 is a hoax and it was only scared up to wreck the economy and get Trump out of office?
It's embarrassing. We now have, you know, more people are dying, more deaths are being reported every day than 9/11, than the people were killed at Pearl Harbor. I mean, it's nonstop. And
it's 100 times more deaths already, 100 times more deaths than Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, and look, I have no problem with people being skeptical of lockdowns or saying that our response to this was bad, either from a left-wing perspective or a right-wing perspective. There's a lot of room for criticism about shutting the schools and all that kind of stuff. But the idea that this is a conspiracy theory that first attacked in China and then took out Italy, and then took out France and Western Europe just so that we could get Joe Biden elected is insane. And it offends me that I have to spend any of my time, not with you, but, you know, with people who take this thing seriously, when all of the data in the world, all the facts deaths in the world are staring them in the face. People are dying by the thousands every day right now because of this thing.
I hate to tell you, Jonah, there's a new Gallup poll. 42% of Americans say they are not going to take the vaccine when it's available.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, I'm less concerned. I mean, it's that bad. It's terrible. Stipulated.
Well,
I'm less concerned about this one than a lot of these things because the people who want to take it, they'll take it. I'll take it. And if the people, and you'll have a demonstration effect that no one's going to turn into a zombie. No one's going to have laser vision or grow gills. And that number will settle down, and it makes it more likely that the people I love and care about will get a shorter line in front of them if half the country is that dumb.
Yeah. I appreciate what you're saying. What is so important, you go back to Edmund Burke, you go back to William F. Buckley, you go back to the real origins of conservatism as we know it, and show how this connection with facts on the ground, with what Rush Limbaugh used to call, just to say, I'm the mayor of Realville. That was something he would say, I'm the mayor of Realville. And Republicans have to return to Realville. There's just no question about it. And if you don't agree yet, you will after you read the column, which we've posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, column by Jonah Goldberg, on why conservatives can't advance conspiracy theories. It just doesn't compute. He is the editor-in-chief of The Dispatch. You can find out information about his latest contributions at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, there's more decisive information about why the Arizona legislature will not come into special session. It actually has to do with COVID-19. And yes, Rudy Giuliani. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show, no, the electoral vote in Georgia won't be overturned because the Georgia legislature is not in session. It will not come into session. The leaders of the Georgia legislature and the governor and the lieutenant governor and the secretary of state, all Republicans, all Trump supporters, they're all saying, no, we've recounted three times. The votes are certified in Georgia. And in Arizona, I just read you a large part of the statement by the speaker, again, solid conservative Republican named Rusty Bowers, the speaker of the House of Representatives of the state of Arizona. And there's a reason they're not coming into session. Answer, COVID-19. The Arizona state legislature, even if they wanted to overturn the election and to try to insert Trump electors for those Biden electors who were chosen on November 3rd, even if they wanted to do that, they couldn't do it. Because right now they're closed for a week because Rudy Giuliani came to town with his traveling roadshow and he exposed a bunch of lawmakers to COVID-19, including all of the Republican leadership. And they're all quarantining at the moment. Jim Garrity at National Review says Shakespeare couldn't write a twist like that. And finally, there's this. In Wisconsin, which is the third state where it was really close, Pennsylvania was 80,000 votes. Michigan, it's 150,000 votes. The other states that people are talking about, Nevada, it was more than 2% of the votes, 30,000 votes. The other states that people are talking about are much bigger margins. So they're talking about the three states, Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, the Trump campaign filed suits in both state court and federal court to have the election results tossed out and to have the state legislature pick the electors instead. The state Supreme Court ruled against, and a federal court judge is highly skeptical that he even has the authority to invalidate the election results. And the GOP state legislators indicate they're unwilling to reject the electoral results. Brett Ludwig, who is the federal judge who heard this case, was appointed to the bench by Donald Trump. He said this, I have a very, very hard time seeing how this is justiciable in the federal court. The request to remand this case to the legislature almost strikes me as bizarre, which is kind of an indication that it's going nowhere. The Republican Assembly Majority Leader, Republican, whose name is Jim Steinke, cast serious doubt last week on whether the legislature would even consider changing the state's electors from Biden to Trump backers. Steinke tweeted a clip of actor Dana Carvey playing George H.W. Bush, saying, "Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Not gonna do it." Okay. You can look at all of these developments and see an ever-expanding network of Trump enemies, which now includes judges he appointed and many Republican state legislators, governors, secretaries of state, and other officials all working together to ensure that a fraudulent victory by Joe Biden stands. Or you can look at this, and by the way, you can add to that list the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, who, according to the New York Post, is considering resigning before the end of Trump's term. Or you can look at the small mountain of legal defeats and conclude that the Trump campaign and its legal allies just don't have a leg to stand on. And the reason I've been spending some time on this is I got a really terrific letter, and I'll share it with you. It's a letter that's critical of me, but it's a letter from Suzanne in Elk Grove, California. And she writes, "Hey, Michael, love both your podcast and your books, Right Turns, God's Hand on America, and The American Miracle. Love how I can recommend you to even my liberal friends because you call balls and strikes fairly. Well, thank you very much. Heck, I even love that you pick up garbage on your daily walks, as do I." Well, bless you for that, Suzanne. She says, "However, your insistence on talking about how there's no relevant proof of voter fraud in this most recent election and that Trump owes it to the country to accept his loss and move on has really galled me over the past 2 weeks. The point is not whether you believe in the credibility of any of these recent accusations, but more importantly, that you believe in the simple fact that the American people deserve to at least know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that voter fraud did not occur. By the way, voter fraud occurred. It occurred in 2016. It occurred in 2012. It occurred in 2008. It always occurs. The question is, was there enough voter fraud? Was it systematic enough to make a difference in the result in an election that wasn't particularly close? And the answer is an overwhelming no. That means that each claim of voter fraud should be investigated thoroughly. Sure, with the relevant data and state hearings publicized by the media, not scorned and buried, which is where you have landed. No, I believe this deserves all kinds of good attention. The problem is, that star witness that Rudy picked in Michigan, whose name is Melissa Carone, it turns out she has ethical problems, convictions in the past that they apparently didn't know about. In any event, there's all kinds of problems like that. And the point, Suzanne, is talk about what to do about such fraud in the future. I think that one of the things that Trey Gowdy, the former congressman, who I greatly admire and respect, one of the things that Trey has said is that we should have a voter integrity project. And that it's something that Biden, when he becomes president, could get behind, should get behind. It's something that Trump could get behind. Is, in other words, we shouldn't have these disputes. You may remember that there were a bunch of Democrats last time. Well, in the governor's race in Georgia, Stacey Abramson, who lost by 55,000 votes, claimed that Brian Kemp wasn't a legitimate governor because there was so much voter fraud and voter suppression. And back in 2004, when President Bush won with a majority of votes, he won 51%. He won almost as many, well, a higher percentage of the vote as Biden is winning this time. And President Bush was accused of using the Diebold voting machines that the Democrats said were some demonic scheme. None of this is true. But all of it deserves to be checked out, to be explored, to be investigated by media. And when you have even Fox News saying very directly, or the Wall Street Journal, which is a leading Republican paper, they quote Jeff Duncan, the Republican lieutenant governor of Georgia, saying the governor is not going to call us into a special session. We're certainly not going to move the goalposts at this point in the election. We're going to continue to follow the letter of the law. And then the Wall Street Journal states in this piece by Eric Morath, there is no evidence of widespread election fraud in Georgia or other states. Okay, when the journal states that, when Fox News states it quite regularly, when basically the Republicans who are empowered and the governors of Arizona, Steve Ducey, and the governor of Georgia and the legislatures in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and in Michigan are very clear about this election not being perfect, not being flawless, not that there weren't errors in counting. That's why they do recounts when it's very close. But as far as any rational human being can possibly discern, the election has been decided for some time. Tomorrow it becomes final. So what do? We move on to an inauguration. And what does President Trump have planned for an inauguration? He let that out, or at least some of his aides did so. Biden is also apparently planning a little bit of a surprise for his inauguration. Well, what is it? Don't want to spoil the surprise for either man, but we'll tell you what they're saying and what we know. And much more about the latest on coronavirus relief and the state of the pandemic for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The country and culture are...
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.